I admired Dr. King. I felt that he was a very strong, courageous leader. He had some great ideas. He was committed to student achievement and to making changes that were necessary for public education in this state. His downfall, his shortcoming, I'll say, was the fact that he did not get acceptance for these ideas among those who had to implement these regulations. And that became a real problem. And it was, the pushback was tremendous. And I'm not sure he was ever going to be able to take us over the hump. I think it's probably time for us to find a new leader who can maybe take us to that next stage.
A lot of the pushback came from the New York State United Teachers Union. Who else did he not win over?
Well, I can tell you that there were members of my own, school board members, who felt as if the state was too heavy-handed came down in a very kind of authoritarian sort of way, not recognizing that down at the local level, we have our own interests. These are communities that own these schools, and we have our own ideas of what we value and how we want to proceed. The biggest issues that I think really caused the most controversy were testing, and I think there's a lot of confusion and misinformation around testing, and the annual professional performance review, the way in which we evaluate teachers and principals. Those are inextricably linked, and there was a huge amount of confusion, pushback, and anger about those things. And I think anybody who was involved in those aspects of education delivery system began to sense some sort of a pushback against the commissioner.
In about a month or so, Governor Cuomo will announce his new executive budget. Before that, of course, the state of the state. What do you hope to hear from the governor when it comes to education, and what do you expect to hear?
Well, I don't know what I expect to hear. I'm hopeful that he is going to look kindly upon the fact that we do have a surplus in this state. We do have settlement dollars that have been come our way. And so we're in a good place financially, and we're hopeful that some of the things that have been linked to school aid in the last few years can be resolved. We asked, in cooperation with what we call the Educational Conference Board, which is seven of the largest statewide education groups across the state, for $1.9 billion in additional school aid. And within that, we would hope to reduce the gap elimination adjustment, which is a deduct from state aid to help pay off the state's debt, which we believe it no longer owes. We would like to restart the foundation aid formula, which would be money that would be directed to every school district based on the cost to actually educate the pupils in their district, the regional cost factors within their area, and the wealth of that school district. We hope to fully fund what we call expense-based aids, which are those things where districts have already spent the money and are expecting reimbursement. We have a variety of debts that are owed to school districts, what are called prior year claims, and we would hope that those would be within this $1.9 billion as well. So there's a lot of other things that we are focusing on. When you start talking about policy issues, we have an enormous pressure on us to teach English language learners. The regulations within this state are very expensive. They're the right thing to do, but the number of English language learners compared to the number of teachers who are properly certified to teach that, there's a real offset there. Unaccompanied minors coming in from Central America is really affecting some school districts in the state. Another couple areas, lastly, I would say, are career and technical education expansion. The Regents passed a multiple pathway to graduation, and we think this was a great idea, and we're very supportive of it, but it is going to take resources. And lastly, and this is something that will be big on the coming agenda, is pre-K, pre-kindergarten, that funding made available statewide outside of New York City needs to be given priority, and particularly to those what we call high-need or low-wealth districts.
Two words that cause a lot of emotional response in the world of education among parents, among teachers, among school boards, etc., and that, of course, is Common Core. Now, there's been a delay in linking Common Core to teacher evaluations. Where do we all stand on Common Core? Your organization has been one of the lone voices strongly in support of it. What's the status now of Common Core?
Well, Common Core, the standards themselves are still in place. They are the standards by which we are supposed to be directing the curriculum and professional development and linked to student performance and teacher performance. The standards had been viewed as being unassailable. These were good things. But because of their link to testing and evaluations, they too have been tainted. And you'll have people throughout this state saying we have to revise them dramatically, throw them out, start afresh. Some I've heard even say just simply rename them. That's what other states have done. Call them the Empire Standards. Call them New York State Standards and be done with it. I would hope that the standards themselves remain. If you read these standards, and I worry that not too many people have, but if you do and you start thinking about what would you want children to know and be able to do at certain times within their educational career, these make sense. I really do believe they do. How we go about testing, to what extent a child has reached that standard, to what extent we have prepared teachers to teach those standards, I don't think we've done a great job in that regard. Those are the things we have to focus on, but keep the standards.